All right, go, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a, I can't do it.
Okay.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Well, no. We'll do it live. Fuck it. Do it live. I'll write it, and we'll do it live.
Right.
Fucking thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
Now, The Commercial Break has new episodes each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on all podcast players, and full episodes and daily clips available on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or you can visit tcbpodcast.com for more information.
The Commercial Break.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Welcome back to another episode of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Season number 4, 300 episodes
Woo-hoo!
In. Could you ever have thought, would you ever have thunk it?
No.
When you started this, when I called you on a random Thursday as the pandemic was raging its, rearing its ugly head
yes.
out of the ashes of China, did you ever think... for 1 second, that we would be 300
no.
episodes into this.
Absolutely not.
Neither did I, and when does it stop?
We're on the wheel now.
That's right. The commercial break is like a good spanking in bed. I like it, but it hurts. And sometimes it makes me come. I'm just saying. We're back from our break. Season
yes.
number 4. Here we are. And the most exciting thing
welcome
that happened...
Back.
Welcome back to you. And mm-hmm. the most exciting thing that happened while we were gone... The news, the breaking news. Can you guess it?
I mean, there's so much.
Dr. Phil is no longer going to be doing his show.
Oh, wow.
21 seasons, 30 years he's been doing that show. For 30 years.
Has it been that long?
That's how old I fucking am, because I remember when Dr. Phil came on the air. Wasn't he? He's not really a doctor. He's a doctor, but he's a doctor of like, isn't he a doctor of cows or something?
There was that whole thing.
With
about,
Oprah, where he was like, something about the meat. She told people not to eat meat, and then they sued her.
Right, there was that. She did go to trial or something.
Yeah, the deep state cow people, they took
like
her
the
to
cattle
the
industry,
trial.
Yeah.
And then Dr. Phil was a, I don't know what he did. What did he do?
He was like an advisor?
He was an advisor.
Trusted advisor?
A trusted advisor. Go back and look at some pictures of Dr. Phil during that era, when he still had a little bit of hair.
A little bit, yeah.
He had that, like, he still had no hair around the top of his head. You know, the ring around the rosy
yep.
thing that some guys
yes.
do, right? But it comes down over his ears a little bit. Like, I don't have any hair, but the hair that I do have, I'm going to make it long.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I'm going to look like an idiot. We bust Dr. Phil's balls. Like, we bust his balls. But the truth is that Dr. Phil has kind of been good to the commercial break, actually. And some people may
he
not
has.
Know this. That Dr. Phil actually did a series of commercials for us.
Yes.
One of the ways, one of the only ways that we got people to listen to us was by advertising on other podcasts.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, somebody told me, somebody said, hey, listen, Brian, you know what you got to do? You got to go on the, you got to advertise with the Dr. Phil show. And I'm like, have you ever listened to an episode of the fucking commercial break? Why in the world would you think that the Dr. Phil show would be a good fit for the commercial break? But this guy at the network convinced me. He's like, just do it. You know, they've had good results on other people. So, and Dr. Phil will give it some fun. Well, Dr. Phil ended up doing, it actually did do well for us. I'm not sure what that says about his audience or our audience, but.
Everybody's fucked up.
There's some crossover there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess. I guess we're in the same category as Dr. Phil. He did 3 reads for us. And the first one was terrible. I mean, God bless him, but it was just terrible. He was clear. He was reading exactly what we wrote in a way that was not funny, had a bit of irony in it. And I was trying to like tell the producer, hey, you're supposed to do this with a bit of sarcasm. Like tell him to put his best comedy face on and see if he can get a laugh out of people. and do it. And but the first one didn't go well. The second one was a tad bit better, and then he did a third commercial for us. The third one was good. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
This is like a year ago at this point, but I actually have the No, that's not Dr. Phil. Hold on 1 second.
It could be.
All right, ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Hey, I want to take a minute to thank our brand new sponsor, The Commercial Break.
He's struggling just to, I'll take a minute to record him. Who's this? The Commercial what?
Comedy podcast for supporting the show. It's like a real life commercial break from all the serious things we're dealing with lately. That's why I recommend you take a listen to the
Does he recommend?
He doesn't even know what the hell he's talking about. No. Yeah. He's like, did they pay the bill? They did? All right. I'll read it again.
Commercial break. And they paid us a lot of money for us to talk to you about the show. Two longtime friends, Brian and Chrissy, get in the studio and discuss their friendship, stories from their personal life, and they take a deeper look at some of the absurd trends and topics they find on the internet.
Here's why I think it's a real accomplishment on my behalf to get Dr. Phil to talk about some of the trends on the internet.
Oh, that's right.
Now, The Commercial Break has new episodes each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on all podcast players and full episodes and daily clips available on the YouTube channel at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or you can visit tcbpodcast.com for more information.
Hey, The Commercial Break.
That's tcbpodcast.com. So when you have a chance, take a listen to our new paid friends on The Commercial Break. Anywhere you like to listen to your podcast, or just visit tcbpodcast.com.
He had to take the time to let people know.
Yeah, they're paying. Yeah, we're. This isn't my favorite show.
No.
Us,
but so. that if anything, we paid a lot of money so that my mom could tell her friends at the table
the
Senior Citizen Center
that her son was on Dr. Phil.
That someone was on Dr. Phil.
How is your mom?
Oh, she's...
Hi, Brian. It's your mom.
Hi, Mom. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good.
Where are you? You sound like you're in a tunnel.
I'm in the bathroom.
Hey, Mom, guess what?
What, honey?
Dr. Phil read in a commercial for us.
The Dr. Phil?
Yes, the Dr. Phil.
For The Commercial Break?
That's right, Mom.
I'm so excited. I gotta tell Jean. You know Jean from Chicago?
Yes, Mom. I know Jean from Chicago. You don't have to tell me where she's from.
Okay, well, I was talking to Andy from Philadelphia, and he was saying that he loves the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, is that right, Mom?
Can I have a copy of that?
Sure, Mom.
Do I turn it on the radio?
Nope, no radio there.
How do I get your podcast?
Still don't know.
I have no clue.
My mom desperately wants to hear the show.
Yeah.
So I put it on one day in the car because this is the only way that she's going to hear it. So she has a cell phone and she's like, can I get it on my cell phone? Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, you can, but she doesn't have the ability to download applications onto her phone.
That's probably a good thing.
That's a way good thing because my mom would have Grindr on there.
Right.
And she'd have guys over cleaning her house nude because my mom wouldn't know the difference.
Right.
She just wouldn't know.
Yeah.
So I tell my mom, I say, okay, well, how do I get the podcast? Well, here's how you get the podcast. But let me just play it for you on the thing. So I played her 5 minutes of one episode of the show, and my mom had no earthly fucking clue what was going on.
She had to have been huh?
She was like, is that what you guys do all the time? I'm like, yes.
Well, and people listen?
Not many, Mom, but a few. Yes, they choose to listen. But she was so proud.
Well, it goes back to our old saying, it's not for everyone.
It's not for everyone, and I'm glad it's not for my mom, because it's just...
My parents do.
Yeah, my mom doesn't need to hear all this.
No.
My mom is probably acutely aware, somewhere in the back of her head, of all of the
shenanigans
that her son has been up to throughout the years, but she doesn't want to hear me talk about it out loud.
That makes sense.
We're Irish Catholic. We're bred... to keep things deep down inside until the day that we die. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Secrets are one thing Irish people are good at keeping because the priests taught us how to do it.
Yeah.
And we've been keeping it going for decades and decades. But my mom was so proud to be associated with Dr. Phil in some way, shape, or form that she could not stop telling the people at her place about Dr. Phil talking about her son's radio show, quote
the radio
unquote.
Show. Yeah.
So when I went into my mom lives at a retirement home. It's like a cruise ship that doesn't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? They feed them three times and then they have games and all
activities.
So when they feed them, they're all in this big dining hall, very nice place, but it's all in this dining hall. And then she has a group of ladies and one man that she sits with. And any time I've gone in there in the last 6 months, my mom has to mention that Brian, Dr. Phil was talking about Brian's radio show.
I bet everybody's like, whoa.
Yeah.
His radio show is incredible.
What station are you on, son? Which AM station are you guys on?
The Legend.
Yeah, 96.7 The Legend. Tune that in. 96.7 The Legend. So Dr. Phil, after 30 years hanging it up,
retiring.
What's but you know, the guy, the last time he signed a contract, I think it was like for $150 million a year or something.
He and his children are set, their children, children's children. Yeah.
It's his son that runs the podcast. Like, his son's in charge of the podcast network that also has Robin on it, Robin, his wife. And then I think his son also has one on there too. So occasionally you'll get on. Yeah. Why not?
Just milk it.
Fuck yeah. Listen. If I had to choose between daytime talk show hosts to sit down and have a conversation with, I think the first and foremost, who would you pick? If a daytime talk show host from any genre? What am I doing? Laundra? I'm doing Laundra.
I think I have to go with Oprah.
You would go with Oprah?
Yeah.
I think that I would do, I think for the most fun, for the most bang for my buck, Dr. Phil would have to be the guy that I'd want to sit and talk with.
Yeah.
Because if you see him outside of that silly show he's got, he actually does have a sense of humor, right? I think they roasted Dr. Phil one time on Comedy Central.
I think so, too. Oh, and speaking of comedy, maybe Ellen would be in there, too.
I could see you sitting down. Ricky Lake. Whatever happened to Ricky Lake?
I don't know. I think she's still alive, but I don't know.
To be honest with you, the person that I'd least want to sit down with is Jerry Springer, because he seems like the most boring outside of that. He was pretty boring on the television show.
That's true.
He just happened to like be the ringmaster of that circus that was going on. These kids today, they don't even have the benefit of knowing what Jerry Springer is.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer was a three-wheeled train on fire running down the track with cows shitting out the back of it. It was the most incredibly fucked up television show.
When it just got worse and worse and worse, too, because they had to keep outdoing themselves.
I told you that I had three friends in high school that called up the producers, wrote the producers, however they did it, wrote the producers saying that they were in a threesome, and then there was like a small dog involved, and then someone got married to their cousin. They had this outrageous story that they put together, and the producers called them back, flew them up to New York, Chicago, where I think they were filming, flew them up to Chicago, and brought them on, and didn't ask them a single fucking follow-up question about this ridiculous story.
They just took the story.
They just said, if you can make it more dramatic, make it more dramatic.
More dramatic than that. But yeah, then people would get up and throw chairs, and the security would have to come in.
Yeah, it was
all
horse shit. Yeah, I think 99.9% of it was staged. Dr. Phil is like a step up from Jerry Springer.
It's a little bit of a step up, yeah.
Well, I go Jerry Springer at the bottom, Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake next.
Maury Povich was in there.
Maury Povich is down below Jerry Springer. I don't even want to put him on the radar. I don't even know what the fuck he's doing. That is the worst television show I have ever seen in my entire life. You are not the they're children. They're actual human beings involved in this. Imagine being a kid where you found out who your father was on the fucking Maury Povich show.
No, that's just crazy.
That's when you have to go over to the Dr. Phil show to get some good advice, and then you have to go to Dr. Oz to get some supplements to calm you down.
And then you go to Steve Harvey. I like Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey's funny.
Yeah,
Harvey's funny. You know who had a talk show? Who's got the talk shows now? There's Kelly Clarkson. Right. I see sometimes in the afternoon.
Drew Barrymore, I think, has one.
I just can't. I like Drew.
I do, too.
I think seems like a lovely human being.
Mm-hmm.
But it all seems a little manufactured. Mm. Am I off base on this?
I don't know, because I don't know her.
You don't know?
It could be true.
Not
could be right.
I'm not talking about like her as the person. I'm talking about her as the television personality.
Yeah.
It all seems a little fluffy and manufactured.
Yeah, well, I think it's got to be lighthearted.
Hashtag blessed. Blessed.
Blessed.
I want to add to the treaty right now. Can we stop saying blessed when someone asks you how you are? Blessed. This mess is blessed.
Bless this.
Have a blessed day. Go fuck yourself! No one wants to hear it. Blessed. What exactly does that mean? Blessed.
Yeah. It means, I guess, grateful. Grateful for the day, but just say that.
Then say grateful.
Yeah.
That's what you say. How are you? Mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I woke up this morning with all my arms and my legs, my appendages attached. Right. You don't have to say blessed. No one cares. I didn't ask for that much detail. Just say fine, like everybody else does.
What about thoughts and prayers?
Well, thoughts and I don't want to go there. Yeah. Let's not go there. Let's not go there.
I think that's
there are plenty of shows you can turn into to hear about thoughts and prayers. I'm not one of them. Fucking morons. They're all listen. When you say blessed to me, it indicates something. It gives me an idea of who you are as a human being. And I'm not saying that you
and that's
you
so
shouldn't,
good.
Oh, that's so good.
That's so good. That's so good.
That's from a recent episode that we did with the preachers.
Yeah, this. By the way, I had to go find that clip, so I was watching just the video, not us
praise
doing the video.
Jesus.
Praise Jesus! Oh yeah! But there's the guys in the back who are making these.
That's so good.
Like that kind of noises. They're also doing a lot of moaning. And God told us on the third day to write a check for $1,000 to my ministries.
That was so good. That was really funny. He had to be kind of close to the camera, like to a microphone somewhere that you could hear him
You know how like at the World Series they put like the microphones out in the crowd so that they can hear people and occasionally hear someone like, you know, you're sleeping with my wife!
Yes.
Or whatever they catch, right? Ba-ba-booey!
Get in the hole!
Yeah, get in the hole!
I hate that. The golf.
Just talking to the golf ball, first of all. Second of all, we get the point of the sport.
Yes,
is to get
exactly.
in the hole. We understand. We got it. But you can be proud now because on your DVR at home, your voice is somewhere. Congratulations. Yeah. You want to hear your voice somewhere? Start a fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Your voice will be heard by just as many people as on a golf tournament. Six. So they throw those microphones in the crowd. And I was watching that. And it is just so fucking funny to me.
It really is.
That these guys, these prosperity preachers, get away with what they get away with. And they have so many people convinced, including the 15 guys in the audience, that keep moaning every time the preacher says, give me more money. They're like,
Wrong button.
Sorry, wrong button. I got all new equipment in the studio.
Yes, Brian,
by the way, on the break.
Playing with all kinds of new stuff.
I have
buttons
been,
and sounds.
I have
things.
Been in hell, basically.
This is the 12th time that we've done this episode.
Oh, yeah. This is the. Oh, by the way, it's. There are 14 hours of unrecorded material to get to this episode, and we're not even sure this episode is going to make it out. We're going to eventually have to put out something, but this has been. Whenever Brian gets in the studio to go retool, I leave myself plenty of space because we've had now 2.5, almost 3 weeks off where Christy and I have not been in the studio. I bought all new equipment. I knew I had to do it at some point, and I was so fearful about this because I get it wrong every time.
Yeah.
There are so many wires that have been that are coming in and out of the computer, up and through the ceiling, down and through the floor.
That stayed the same.
Yeah, that all stayed the same. I didn't change that. I just left the old wires for fear that I'd fuck up the new wires.
Right, and maybe have to find that old wire.
Yeah. You know our electric bill's sky high right now because there's a bunch of wires that are providing electricity to nothing right now. So we got all this new equipment, and I'm trying to figure out this new board that we got. And Chrissy and I, it's been a painful, we're going through a birthing process right now. Like my wife, we're having a C-section right here in the studio.
Well, this is the second day, and you know.
Yeah, second date.
Second day.
12th time we've recorded this episode.
That's okay.
And by the way, when we put an episode in the can, you know it's bad because what we put out is pretty bad in the first place. So when we don't even think it's funny, it's just done.
That's right.
So 3 weeks off. I had a baby. We were talking about Astrid being pregnant.
Beautiful little baby girl. Oh,
Miranda.
My gosh.
Miranda is the new one. I now have between 4 and 6 children. I'm not particularly sure, but I try and count every night before I go to bed.
That's a good way to keep count.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to bore everybody with a story about a C-section because unless you've been through it, and that's probably less than half the audience has been through a C-section, you have to be in the room really to understand just what kind of.
I don't think I could do it.
they cut you open.
Yeah.
They take out your guts. Mm. So let me give you a little recap of it. So you go there early, about 2 hours early, right? Ask no food, no drink. Astor gets there 2 hours early. They immediately start putting the...
I like the scheduling part of it.
Yeah, that's the part that's the part that I do like about the C-section mm-hmm. is you know when it's going to happen. Yeah. Or you know the latest date that it's going to happen.
Sure, it could come
because
earlier.
The 2 weeks beforehand, you're on call, right?
Yes.
You don't want to be too far away from home. But you get there a couple hours early. They hook you up to all kind of monitors. This has happened with both of Astrid's C-sections. The second that we got in and they put you on the contraction monitor, Astrid's in labor.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in labor the day of
wow.
the C-section. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Not like noticeable labor, but she's having contractions. Yeah. She's like her body's going in that direction.
Wow.
So
the doctors got it right on the timing.
Well, yeah. In the United States of America, it's either like a... I'm kind of a doctor like Dr. Phil
yes.
is, right? I'm not like an actual
you
doctor.
Play one
but
on
I spend
podcasts.
A lot of time on WebMD diagnosing my children and my wife. But I sense that, or in the United States of America, they will not let you have a C-section, a scheduled C-section, unless you are already full term. So you
that
cannot.
Makes sense,
yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they do that in every country. I've heard that in other countries they'll do it 2 weeks beforehand or a week beforehand. Here you have to do it the week after your full term. So it's very possible that you could go into just like normal labor
right.
and then have what they would refer to as an emergency C-section,
yes.
even though it's not really. It just means they're hurrying
unscheduled.
Up. Yeah, it's unscheduled.
Mm-hmm.
So you get there 2 hours beforehand, and then the next thing that happens after all the monitors get hooked up and you take a couple pills and all this other stuff is that...
You take a couple pills,
oh,
right?
I took a couple pills on the way yeah. over. I had Astrid drive. I was so nervous.
Right?
So a couple pills, a couple gummies. I did
yeah.
a little dibbity dab.
Mm-hmm.
I knocked back a few rails in the bathroom. Just so I was clear. So I had some clear. Yeah. You want to be
so
awake.
So you felt normal.
Yeah. I mean, it's 6 in the morning. It's early. You know, you gotta give yourself a little lift.
Pick me up.
Yeah. So I banged a couple of rails in the private bathroom
uh-huh.
in the hospital. But
Nobody's knocking. That's for sure.
No one wants to see that mess. The worst public restroom to use is the public restroom in a hospital. Because you know that people are sick, they're shitting, they're blooding, it's
oh, yeah.
all over. But this is a rather nice hospital. Anyway, so I banged a few rails, and then I brought my Coke can I put some ashes on top of it, and I brought a little bit of crystal meth that I could hit right
oh,
as
perfect.
The baby was born. Yeah, I climaxed as they were bringing my child out. So then the next thing that happens is the anesthesiologist comes in for the epidural. This guy... was floating on a cloud when he came through the door.
Always so funny.
This is him. Ready? Swear to God, this is what happens. Door swings open. I'm Dr. Shawarma, and I'm here to give your epidural. Astrid is your name? Yes, her name. You know, she says, yes. Astrid is the name of the girl who just redesigned our office. It was all paisley. Now it's pastel. It's amazing. And I'm like, hey, settle down. I got a baby coming. Like, I got a baby coming. You're mellowing.
They're usually pretty they're characters. Yeah.
I think they're tasting their own drugs.
I think so, too.
Do you know?
If
you're the anesthesiologist and you're the one that's ordering all the morphine,
yeah.
why wouldn't you just a little bit for me, a little bit for you?
Yeah, a little cocktail.
Two for you, one mm-hmm. for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I had to tell the guy, like, calm down a little bit. You know, I just bumped a couple of rails. You're chill out.
Freaking me out.
Chill out, man. What are we, Coke bros here? Come on, bud. Chill out. This guy was zipping around the room.
He's like, I bet you don't have the stuff I get.
No one's as good as the anesthesiologist.
Right.
So then they give you the epidural. And the funny thing is that they would give you the epidural. And then what they do is they take a glove full of ice water. And then they start putting it all over Astrid's body and saying, can you feel this? Can you feel that? Can you feel this? Astrid, 15 minutes into this, like you're supposed to be pretty dead numb from the boobs down
mm-hmm.
the first time you get the first shot of medicine for the epidural.
Right.
Astrid was 3 shots in
wow.
and still feeling things, and they give her a 4th shot. And I was really admiring her constitution. It's like me when I go to the dentist and I ask for the nitrous. I have to tell them to keep turning it up. They have a note. I just got a root canal a couple days ago, and they have a note in the system. It's like, needs a lot of nitrous. That's what the nurse said. She said, oh, I see the note here. You need extra nitrous. And I was like, yeah, thanks.
Yes, please.
So they do this, and then they bring you in, and they make the father wait outside while they scrub up and get her, prep her for surgery.
Okay.
What they do is they put a big plastic sheet between, like, essentially right above her boobs, like her
mm-hmm.
shoulders,
mm-hmm.
And then I sit behind the plastic sheet with Astrid, and then the anesthesiologist assistants
are so right there with you. You're not seeing like the exit.
I could if I wanted to.
Yeah,
I could stand
up.
Yeah,
but you don't
want to. Fucking no.
Well, that's
hell
not, no. I would not want to see that.
The worst mistake I have ever made in my life, and every guy who has been through it will tell you the same mistake. Natural birth, the first time. Natural birth, when the doctor says, here comes the head. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
And you're like, in your head, no, 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 no.
But moment,
in your heart,
yes,
you're like,
yes, I want to
I should be a part of this, right?
I
should see what's going on. This is humanity at work. This is how we get along as human beings. I should see what's doing down there. I helped get it in there. I should watch it come out, right? So
correct.
It is war. It is war. It's hell. Don't look, guys. Don't look! So I'm not going to make the mistake of looking during a C-section.
Right, no.
So the
Stay
doctor,
behind the sheet.
Who we love, the doctor, is there with a couple of like students that he's teaching.
Okay? Yeah.
So there's like six or seven people that are on the other side. They're all working on Astrid in some capacity.
Yeah.
This is a day at the office for them. It's
no,
like if
that's,
you,
so the medical shows are real then, where they have those little team of people following the doctor around.
Yeah, absolutely.
To see,
okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what they do, but okay,
they're
there. Yeah, they're staring at my wife's vagina, whatever's going on down there. But what I'm saying is it's a day at the office for them. It'd be like if you and I were at Clear Channel. You walk in the door, we banter, we're laughing, we're joking, we're having a good time, sipping on our coffee.
Yep.
This is the beginning of their day.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it's another day at the office, and they're talking like it's another day at the office.
Do they have their Starbucks?
I don't know. I don't think you're allowed to bring in Starbucks, but my Coke can full of crystal meth. Perfectly
that
fine.
That was allowed.
Yeah, perfectly fine. So they're bantering back and forth, and here's what I heard that disturbed me the most during this whole procedure. Here's what I heard. I need you to move the bladder. He said, I need you to move the bladder. I was like, don't move the bladder. What are you doing?
Were you listening to music? Is music allowed?
I think you could listen to music. We were asked the first time if we wanted to hear music inside of there, but the second time we weren't asked, so I didn't say anything. And then they yank the baby out, right? And the whole table shakes because they are really yanking the baby out. So the whole table shakes. It's kind of disturbing.
Yeah.
They show you the baby and then they go clean it off. Then you go spend 3 days in this hotel room like setting, right? This
is suite.
Suite.
Birthing suite.
Birthing suite. At this place where we had the baby, there's 29,000 children a year born. It's the busiest birthing hospital in the world.
That's wild.
And so they got
and
this
so
down to
good.
A science. So good.
That's so good.
Oh, yeah.
I can't stop saying it.
That's so good. You just took $10 from me. That is so good. I want to learn that. Praise Jesus.
That's like
praise Jesus. Praise Jesus. He just took $1,000 from you. Praise Jesus. He's telling you he built this shitty church with your money and all the extra went into his pocket. Praise Jesus.
That's so good.
I love that. That might be one of my favorite episodes.
Oh,
that's
man.
Funny.
So, and there's more of that guy, by the way. We'll do some more coming up in season four. But so then you go to this like suite, right? It's this birthing suite and it's a hotel. It's a couch that turns into a bed and you sleep there. Then they have it's incredible because there's seven stories. They're all suites. And then they have these huge long hallways. And in the middle and at the end of each hallway, they have like a snacking area. So they have coffee brewing at any time. You can get water. There's a refrigerator, a microwave,
nice.
All kind of free snacks.
Yeah.
It's like happy hour at an NBC suite. It's all free.
Yeah.
It's not good, but it's all free, right? It's the shittiest of the shit.
Right.
But they figure if they're going to charge you $40,000 for a C-section
or some snacks.
For birth, you can have peanut butter crackers if you want all day long. So this is my third time now being at this same hospital doing this same routine. So I got it. I've got this licked.
Mm-hmm.
What I started to
You're
notice.
You're high-fiving the doctors and nurses.
Good to see
and
you.
And you.
That's a $500,000 you've spent. I have a plaque on the wall.
Right. Or a brick.
Yeah. I have a brick. A brick. I have a wing for my 4 to 6 children. So what I started to notice like on day number, like toward the end of the night on the first day, because I had to get up and stretch my legs and walk out. And I started to notice that there was a distinctive look, a difference between the new parents, the new dad, the guy who's having his first.
Yes.
And guys like me who are on number whatever.
I'm sure.
The guys, and I must have looked like this too my first time.
I know you did.
When you walk around.
You know that you did.
They only allow, right now, they're only allowing partners in there, right? Mm-hmm. Now, that could be a female, but mostly it's males, right? Men who, yes. who with their wives or girlfriends or whatever. So the thing you say as you're walking down the hallway is congratulations,
sure.
right? Congratulations to you because you've just had a baby, obviously.
Right.
When you're in the little snick snack area, it can get crowded in there. There's two or three guys. I started playing a game with myself. Like I'm going to make a little conversation and based on the way that they look, their faces look, I'm going to guess whether or not it's all their first or their fifth, right? And I was right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
Because the guys who just had a brand new baby, look, it's like a daddy graveyard in there. They're all walking around like zombies. They have no idea what they're going to do. They have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
No clue. And
well, there's no handbook instructions.
No, there's no instructions. I wish there was. There's feed them, water them. They're right. Like gremlins. Feed them, don't water them after midnight. It's kind of the same thing. They raise each other after a minute. Just let that one raise that one.
Well, Matthias is going to raise Miranda, right?
Matthias is a 70-year-old, 4-year-old. He's an old man. He really is. He complains like an old man. He talks like an old man. Why didn't you take a right there? He's a backseat driver.
Hey, Daddy, why didn't you take a right there?
Because that's not the way that we go.
Why?
Because that's not the way we go.
Mommy goes that way.
Yeah, I'm not driving like your mother.
Yeah, you drive too fast.
Start telling me I drove too fast. The other day, he's like,
Dad, why are you going so fast?
Because.
Because it's not an answer.
You do go pretty fast.
Well, hey. Trying to get places.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, you have to drive fast. Tell me yes or no, you have
you
to
do.
Drive fast.
Yeah, you do.
If you don't want to die, you have to keep up with the traffic. Mm-hmm. If you're going 55 miles per hour on Georgia 400, it's like...
Yeah, it's going to cause a wreck.
It's like Hussein Bolt running past me while I'm walking at the river, right? Everybody's going so fast. People go an average of 80, but a lot of people are going 90 or 100 miles per hour.
True.
And where are the fucking police?
I don't know.
Where are they?
I was going like 75 on my way up here in the rain, mind you.
That's fast for you.
I know. And a car came flying by me. I was like, really? Huh? In the rain.
You know what I think? I think the cops don't want to get fucking shot for pulling somebody over. I think they're like, whatever, not worth my time.
Yeah.
Why? So I can give this guy a ticket and he's going to go to court, pay a fine, and he's going to be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he could have, you know, a bag full of dibbity dabs or sniffity snorts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like it just might, the police might be kind of throwing their hands in the air and being like,
they might be.
Yeah.
Well, there's other more important things, maybe.
There are way more important things than catching the guy. But that's why I don't like taking the highway sometimes. It's because I fear for the safety of my children when I'm driving down the highway with them because there's a lot of fucking idiots. And here's the thing. It's usually the guys, and I'm saying guys because it's mostly guys. It's the guys who are driving the fastest who know least about driving.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Their
like actual driving. Yeah, their skills aren't good. You know, it's just a ridiculous thing. So I just don't do it. So we have the baby and then, you know, we come back home. Like the good father that I am, 3 days later, I attend a podcast conference down in Orlando.
That's right.
Rightfully so. I got a lot of looks from the people in the podcast community. Didn't you just have a baby I saw on Facebook?
Really? Yeah,
I did. She's fine.
Old.
Yeah, 2 days old. I left her with the dog. Yeah, Blue's got her covered.
She sleeps a lot.
That's fine. I left her with a bottle. You know one of those cat things that drop water? Yeah. I put breast milk in there. She just goes and licks it when she needs it. Hey, listen. Don't think I'm an asshole. I left her without a diaper so she doesn't get a rash. Okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, everybody out there in the podcast universe, it's time for the dreaded commercial break inside the commercial break. It's season number 4. You've heard it all before, so let's get to it quickly. You can text us or leave us a voicemail at 1-855-TCB-8383. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, send them to 855-TCB-8383 toll-free from anywhere in the world. Visit our website, tcbpodcast.com, to listen to any of the audio, watch any of the video, or send us a message. Hit the Contact Us button. Instagram and TikTok at The Commercial Break. And now YouTube videos, the same day they air on the audio feed, they'll air youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Chrissy and I are very grateful every time you choose to listen to The Commercial Break. If you're ever in the market for our sponsors, products, or services, all we ask is that you use the specialized URLs or codes. Thanks again for being part of the TCB family. Now let's hear from those sponsors, and we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. So I go down to this Chrissy. Some people know this about me. Some people don't. I have a job currently in the podcast industry. So not only am I a world famous podcaster in my head, but then I also have this job. So I go down to the podcast conference, part for work and then part for the commercial break. I get an invitation like 3 weeks before this. I'm on multiple panels. Like I'm speaking everywhere over at PodFest, right? But I get an invitation to go speak at this comedy panel.
Now, be funny.
Yeah. Here, monkey. Now, laugh. It's the stupidest. It's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever. Honestly, Chrissy, it's the worst panel I have ever been a part of.
It's kind of hard, too. I can imagine to try and teach that to people or to...
There is nothing to teach
it's
people.
It's very improvised, what we do, at least.
So this guy, I'm not even going to mention his name because I'm not even going to give him the dignity of having his name said on the show. Not because I dislike the guy. I don't know the guy. But because when you have a panel and you are the moderator of that panel, there are two jobs and two jobs only. You find out who the fucking people are on the stage and you make sure you intro them properly.
Yes.
And number two, you have some questions prepared that will engage discussion about the topic that you want to do.
Yeah.
I've moderated a million panels. It's not hard. You got the easiest job on the stage. You just have to say a couple things, ask a couple questions, right?
Get the ball rolling.
So this guy invites me to come on the comedy panel. There is no other, it just says comedy panel. Comedy panel? What is that? What are we going to do? So I felt like most appearances that you would make, he's going to call me a couple days ahead of time or set up a conference call. We're all going to pitter patter a little bit, right? We're going to make sure we don't piss on each other's Cheerios.
Yeah, sounds normal.
Yeah, you could have done this
right
much better than he did. But he doesn't call. He doesn't write and he doesn't get us ahead of time. I'm there because I told him on like this little messaging app. I'm like, hey, dude, we should meet 10 minutes ahead. I'm trying to like not step on his toes.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, dude, we should meet 10 minutes ahead of time to make sure that we're all, you know, we're all on the same page. Yeah. And he says, that's a great idea. I'll be there.
I've never thought of that.
I never thought of that.
Splendid idea.
Wonderful. That Brian Greene has a brain the size of Houston. I've never seen such a mind. He came up with an idea like that. Didn't even ask. Put it right out there. That Brian Greene, he's a real spicy one. You want to make sure you're on his team. So I'm like, okay, 10 minutes ahead of time, I'm going to go there. He doesn't message us to tell us to be there 10 minutes ahead of time. He just says, great idea, I'll be there. I get there 10 minutes ahead of time. He's not there.
He's not there.
So all of us are standing around going, I guess there's not even chairs on stage. We have to bring our own chairs on stage.
Oh my God.
It's a tiny little stage in a corner. Fine, whatever. It is what it is. It's a conference. We've all seen them. We've all been to them.
Did you notice if our matchmaking guy was like down the hall at another conference room?
Oh, yeah, no. He doesn't get conference rooms. You're talking about Adam the Liar? Adam the Liar is up in a hotel room. He can't afford the conference room. You know what was in there? The same thing? The American Hardwood Floor Expo was there. Which those guys are a laugh a minute if you want to get. Yeah. I went over into that conference and they were doing better panels than the comedy panel. I'm telling you that much right now. The panels about wood panels were better than the comedy panel at the fucking podcast conference. This guy, so here, ready? You know, hey, everybody, welcome to the comedy panel. Just, this is going to be loosey-goosey. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to ask a lot of questions. We got four really funny people up here, experts, all experts in comedy. Three of these people are stand-up comedians, and you're going to love it. Three of us are stand-up comedians? I hope you're not talking about me. I hope I'm not the person that's a stand-up comedian. So then he said, so I want you to get your questions ready. Anything about comedy, these people can answer it. They have done it all, right? And I'm like, oh, my God, don't hype us up like this.
How do I be funny?
Yeah, exactly. we'll get to that part. So then he goes through. There's two lovely girls up there, 10K a day. I'll give their podcast a shout out. I've listened to it, you know, on the way home. I listened to it. 10K a day. These two girls, right? They do improv comedy like the two of us on their show. And they take $10,000 imaginary dollars and decide what they're going to do for the day with it.
Okay.
And they do the research. So you can actually, like, whatever it is you can do for $10,000 a day, you can actually take $10,000 and do this.
Wow.
Anyway, they're perfectly lovely. He intros them. I have no idea if the information he's giving is correct or not, because I don't know, because I don't know these two girls' podcasts, right? And then he goes to this guy, Jeff, that we know, Jeff Dwoskin, and he says, you know, oh, here's Jeff Dwoskin. He's got the Jeff Dwoskin show, not the name of his show. You know, he can be found at youtube.com, Jeff Dwoskin. Not true. He has over, you know, 50,000 subscribers. Not true. Then he goes, this is Brian Greene, and he has a wonderful podcast he does with his co-host, Kristen, and they have the commercial breaks. And I'm like, the problem is there's only one microphone, and he's holding it, so I can't retort.
You didn't even have a microphone.
Oh, my God, Chrissy. So I can't even retort, so I just sit there. What am I going to do, right? I'm going to yell out, you're wrong!
Right.
And then this is what he says. The commercial breaks has over 200 downloads per episode. I'm like, you're giving us way too much credit, first of all. Second of all, where in the good fuck did you find that information? Where did you get that?
Right.
Brian's a stand-up comedian. Brian's a stand-up comedian.
You were part of the stand-ups.
Brian's a stand-up comedian, and he's got four dogs at home. Let's welcome Brian Greene.
He's got four dogs.
He's got four dogs and a lizard, a talking parakeet.
And a baby.
Brian enjoys African penis stretching on his time often. Sunning his bum hole. Perineal sunning. Brian's into perineal sunning. Then this guy proceeds to take up. This is a 30-minute panel. First of all, it's crazy to have a 30-minute panel with four people, because no one's ever going to get to talk. Second of all, he proceeds to talk for the next 26 minutes of the 30 minutes. He opens it up for questions and exactly what comes out of someone's mouth. Ready?
Hi, my name is David, and I got a podcast about trucks. Well, I don't have a podcast, but I'm thinking about starting a podcast about trucks. I just came over from the Hardwood Floor Convention. I think I'm funny, but I don't exactly know that anyone else thinks I'm funny, but I like to laugh at myself. How exactly do I find out if I'm funny?
Everyone rushed to take that question.
Well, of course, Jeff did, because he's Jeff, right? He did stand-up comedy, so now he's got to, you know, give his answer. This other guy that was with, I won't even mention his name, this other guy is pitching a stand-up comedy class that he does online, and I'm like, oh my God. I didn't even answer any of the questions, because there's nothing that I can add to this. It's been a train wreck since the beginning, and I'm not going to add to the train wreck. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to play the game, right?
Right.
But afterwards, I inevitably get people that come up and they're like, oh, I love the commercial breaks. It's a great podcast. What is it about? Stand-up comedy? No, that's not correct. So one guy goes, I got a podcast, and people tell me all the time that I am hilarious. But I start to try and write a joke, and I just can't do it. How does one go about writing a joke?
Oh, God.
And I was like, listen, Jimbo, or whatever your name is. There are videos online. There's a place called YouTube. You can go, youtube.com. You can go there and you can pretty much find out any information in the world. Wikipedia. I can name a bunch of different websites. I am not the guy to ask this question, because I have never written a joke in my life either. And if you would have listened to one episode of the commercial break, you would understand that that's the case. Right. You would understand that that's the case. This is the worst. This is the worst. What and what do you do? What do you do about this once you're up on stage? There's nothing to do.
No, you're
stuck there. Right.
Yeah, you are stuck.
So you know how I said he got the name of Jeff's podcast wrong?
Right.
So I didn't even correct him about our podcast.
Yeah.
Because first of all, there's 12 people in the audience, none of which look like they're going to listen to the commercial break. None of which look like they're up for our kind of comedy, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And there really were, 4 of the 12 people really were from the hardwood floor convention.
Oh, that's so funny.
They came over because one of the people up on stage asked them to come over. They met at a bar or something and they came up to ask it. So when it came my turn to talk, which I talked for 3 seconds, and all I said was, the name of Jeff's podcast is Classic Conversations, FYI. And I handed the mic over to the next guy. I'm like, I don't even know what to do. Never again will this guy, never again will I be on a panel with this guy.
Yeah.
Never
now
again.
You know.
Never again. We had a lot of great feedback while we were gone.
We did. Noticed that.
You know, so
some
many
people were digging back into way back episodes.
Way back. Did you read that, that
the
email?
The one that said we're me and my wife for 30 beers in.
We're 30 beers in and listening to 100 episodes of the commercial break. I think his name was Mike. His name was Michael, wasn't it? Yeah, it was
so.
Michael. So many of you have written us via email, have texted, have called the phone line. I just want to let you know that we're super appreciative. A lot of people said, congratulations on the baby. Have you had the
that's
kid yet?
Nice.
You know, a couple people said, Chrissy's hot. You know, the normal
that's
stuff.
That's so nice.
Yeah, that's so nice. They never say Brian's hot. I never get that one. And I just want to, you know, I think we've taken the time to respond to everybody. If we haven't, we'll get to you. But I just wanted to say thank you very much for writing in, for all the well wishes, for sticking with us all this time. And
we love you.
We love you. And but all of that said, but you knew there was a but coming, right? But we had one or two jack-offs, and I call them jack-offs, but I'm really not too angry with them. But they wrote in to complain about the best ofs. I want to set the record straight about the best ofs. I'm going to explain to everybody right now. So when next time we do best ofs, they understand. We know that it's a podcast. We know you can go back and listen to any episode you want to at any time. That is unless we've taken it down off of the RSS feed. And well, there might be more of those. So get your fill now, right?
True.
Because the deeper we get in, the worse those first episodes sound. I mean, they're just terrible.
But do go back and listen to Pawpaw Popper.
Pawpaw Popper is a good
really
one.
Funny.
Yeah, but that's episode number, that's season 3, isn't it? Pawpaw Popper?
No.
Season 2.
No, it was when we were in the old studio.
Yeah, but that was season 2. We were in the old studio, season 2. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Who cares? Go back and listen to the old episodes. I understand you can press play, but a couple of people complained. They were like, don't do best ofs. Just don't do anything because then we think
just
there's
nothing?
A new episode. Listen, we can't just do nothing. That's the nature of the game that we're playing. We have to put out content, not for you listeners who have been listening for a long time, heard every episode. I get it. We're rehashing old stuff. It's for the new listeners who are not yet used to TCB, that may not have heard it. And consistency is everything in this business. And that's why Chrissy and I are doomed to fail, because we have never been consistent on anything in our life.
We're consistently inconsistent.
We're consistently inconsistent. Uh-huh. That's correct. The one thing we're getting fucking right is that we put out an episode every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, regardless. So I get it. I understand the best ofs are not everybody's favorite thing because they're just rehashing old content, but give us a fucking break.
Well, we have to take breaks.
Is 146 episodes in a season not enough for you? What else do you want from me? What do you want from my life? Honestly, 146 fucking episodes of new content.
Yeah, that's crazy.
206 hours of new content, and you guys are still not pleased. You're upset because I ran a best up. Just like you.
God forbid you have a baby.
God forbid life gets in the way. I'm going to lose my legs tomorrow in a terrible car accident on Georgia 400. And you people are going to be like, who needs you don't use your legs on the podcast. What's up with the best of?
I know.
You can sit in a wheelchair, dude.
I mean, I kind of think of it as a badge of, what's the saying? Like, you know,
badge of honor.
Badge of honor, but on to the next step. Like, it's a graduation.
Yeah.
You know, to get the haters.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, well, we graduated like episode number 3. I love the reviews. When the reviews are like, worst comedy podcast ever.
Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for taking the time to review the show. Or some people give us like 3 stars and they'll be like, I wouldn't listen to this show, you know, again. But 3 stars
it's
forever.
It's growing on me like a weed.
It's growing on me like a weed. It's choking me out. People are, they take the time to write a review. I have never taken the time to write a negative review.
No, me either.
I don't even want to waste my time. No. Okay, the show is dumb. By the way, I've been on the search for the worst podcast ever.
Really?
And I think I found it. Because what I wanted to do is I wanted to compare whether or not, like I wanted to hear some really bad shows that have like no listeners. Maybe they only did 10 or 15 episodes. They're making an effort at doing a comedy podcast, but clearly it's not for them, right?
Right.
And I think I found it. I think I found the world's worst comedy podcast. And then I wanted to measure us against that comedy podcast. I want to see, are we a little bit funnier than that show that I personally think is the worst show?
Yeah.
And I've got news for you.
Mediocre, but not the best.
But not the worst.
But not the worst.
Yeah. Not the best. Not even mediocre. Like real sloppy shit.
Not the best, but not the worst.
Well, you know, where they talk about cussing and fucking ghosts and stupid shit like that. Wait, that's us. And I found the show.
Wow.
And I'd like to report back. That I don't know if we're all that much better than the worst show I've ever heard.
Well, I'm not going to listen to it.
If I'm giving my honest opinion. All right, you want to do one Ask TCB?
Sure.
Before we wrap it up? Mm-hmm. You have anything to say?
No, I'm glad we're back. I missed
I just
it.
To give you some
I missed,
time.
I missed laughing.
I didn't want to be that guy that didn't give you panel time. So
well, I got while you were gone, I got some good cleaning storage unit out time.
So, you got a storage unit?
Yeah, we had a storage unit, and it was very crowded, and I cleaned it out. So boom, organization.
You are Marie Callender, like the pie company. Yes. Who is that lady?
Marie Kondo, I think.
Kondo. Is that Marie Kondo?
K-O-N-D-O, I think.
Is she still doing her little videos?
I don't know. I didn't watch the original ones.
Oh, you didn't watch the original ones? What was
but
it?
I did
like,
read the other day that she said that she's actually not that worried about organization anymore. She's got 3 kids and she just wants to enjoy the kids.
Oh, she totally blew the bubble?
Uh-huh.
She was like, no,
people
fuck it.
People freaking out.
All that stuff I said,
yeah,
forget it.
Yeah.
All that throwing out you did.
That was
get
back
it back
without kids.
Yeah, people are throwing away like big first pictures of their children and birth certificates and stuff. If it doesn't make
Bring
your heart
joy.
Sing, throw it away or whatever she said.
Blast.
Hashtag blast. Blast. The day I go to Starbucks down in Orlando, and you know, there's some old lady, perfectly nice, super sweet. You can see how she's interacting with everybody. She's super sweet. You know, I'm next. Yeah. Hi, welcome to Starbucks. How are you? You know, I'm good. How are you? I am blessed. I'm automatically angry. I'm like, I don't know why that makes me upset, but it makes me upset. Okay, here's the message. From our good friend, Christine. Hey, dear Brian and Chrissy, need some advice, and maybe I should be asking Mrs. Manners about my trivial problem, but since I listen to you every day, it feels like I'm talking to friends. Good for you.
Nice.
We're not your friends.
We're each other's
I'm
friends.
Just kidding. Hashtag blessed. There's a wedding of a dear friend's daughter coming up, and the last one we attended, we were seated at a table with all the other old friends of that mom. This group is mostly women that my husband has been friends with since grade school. One of these ladies has an obvious crush on my husband, and after a drink or two, she starts to get a bit handsy.
Mm.
Not wanting to be an asshole or make a scene, I've mostly ignored it. Other than staring directly at her hand on my husband's thigh.
What?
And then looking at her face,
That's
looking back at her hand and then back at her face, which most people would pick up on not so subtle hunt as not... A not so subtle hint of bitch, take your hand off my husband's thigh.
Off.
How should I handle the inevitable groping that is coming to him?
I think you sit next to her.
Yeah, you should sit next to her. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
You cock block.
I've done this before.
Get physically in between. Yes. This is a good idea.
I was dancing and then I just went ahead and danced on him.
You just danced on him?
Yeah, between
I'll be damned, you're going to rub your tits against my husband's back.
That's right. Yeah, you sit next to her.
Yeah, physically get in between it. But you know what, Christine? In a bit of serious advice, your husband should be responsible for taking her hand off his thigh. And
it.
You should talk to your husband. It's not your responsibility to cock block other women from your husband.
True.
It's your husband's responsibility to mind his own business and stay out of the purview of other women. Now, I get it. It's complicated because he's been friends with these women for a long time.
Yeah.
I run into the same situation all the time.
Yeah.
I've got lots of girlfriends. They all want to sleep with me.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone gets angry and jealous.
Yeah.
I'm like one of those Hawaiian dinner rolls. Everybody wants to stare at me and butter me up and eat me.
You married the perfect woman with Astrid because she is like the most level-headed, non-jealous person at all.
No, she doesn't
care. Because you really do have a ton of women friends.
See, I wonder if she's level-headed or if she's just like, I just married him. I just married him for the commercial break money. I don't give a shit. Sleep with who you want to. Your husband should really be the one that said something to this lady. He should say, I am married and it's inappropriate for you to get handsy with me because it makes my wife uncomfortable. And so while we can be friends, I would appreciate it if you don't cause drama for me or make the situation uncomfortable for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please take your hand off my dick? I mean, that's just it. Take your hand off my dick.
Yeah, he could at least just kind of avoid her.
And if you haven't thought about this, I'm just going to drop a hint. Sister wife. Sister wife.
Yeah, maybe just
sister wife.
Let your guard down and welcome her in.
Let your guard down. Drop your panties.
Yep.
Everyone have a big party.
Get another house.
Yeah. Listen.
Get a trailer.
Put it in the backyard. Listen. Here's my opinion. You want to turn your husband off to other women? Have a threesome with him and this girl. He's going to find out real quick that it's not as sexy as he thinks it is. And then completely ignore him the whole time.
Maybe she should like Jedi mind the other woman and start getting handsy with her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's not a bad idea either. Yeah. We've given you 7 good solutions here, 4 of which probably get somebody arrested, but whatever. We want to hear about it.
Yes.
Don't call me for bail, but call me when you get out of jail.
Speaking of call, are we going to mention the...
We don't have the actual line set up yet.
Coming soon.
In season 4, coming soon, Chrissy and I are going to have a live phone line in the studio where you can call and talk to us while we're recording. So keep an ear out. What am I saying? Keep an eye out. It's a fucking podcast.
If you're watching on YouTube, keep an eye out.
You can watch it on YouTube. That's right. Keep an ear out. We'll drop that phone line to you and tell you when you can call to be a part of the show because we just want to get you guys more involved out there in the podcast universe.
We've got a lot of exciting things.
Quite frankly,
things.
We're running out of content, so we need to have
We've got a lot of exciting new things. We're going to have a treaty where you on the website, possibly, where you can go and sign.
Possibly.
It's in the notebook.
Which always guarantees it's not going to get done.
True.
So there you go. There's a lot of exciting stuff coming up in season number 4. We've made it through one of the 162 episodes we're going to do this season. So,
Cheers. So
good for you. Cheers. We wanted to come on. We wanted to give you an update. Let you know we're still alive.
Yes.
Let you know we love you.
Praise Jesus.
Praise Jesus. Oh, that's good. You can still get a hold of us at 855-TCB-8383. That's 855-TCB-8383. Text us or call and leave a voice message. Questions, comments, concerns, or content ideas, we take them all at 855-TCB-8383. And if you want a 21 EPM sticker, 21 ejaculations per month, you put that on the back of your car and you send me a picture, I'll send you more swag. I swear to God, I will. I'm waiting for the day that I'm driving down the highway.
I can't wait. I've thought about it.
Yeah. So we've had our first couple batches of stickers gone out the door. If you've already sent your address, don't worry. Astrid will get you out a sticker and possibly an extra special surprise. We'll see. If you want a sticker, you can email us info@tcbpodcast.com or go to the website tcbpodcast.com and drop us a line at the contact us button. Make sure you put your physical address in there. I'm not a mind reader. Yes, we've got them on the back of our books. Chrissy's got it on the notebook. You can also go to Instagram, where Astrid started posting again. New exciting stuff. We also have a TikTok, all at The Commercial Break.
Oh, we do have a TikTok.
We do have a TikTok, yeah.
All right. I love our little promo video that we did.
Yeah, it's great. Go to at The Commercial Break, and you can check it out. Please give us a follow if you don't mind. And least we forget, Morgan and her magic fingers making our videos ever so special. They are lovely. They are funny. There's a whole new way to look at TCB. I promise you, it's a different episode when you go and watch it. And it will release exactly the same time that the audio does. So now, if you're listening to the show and you're like, oh, I want to go see what Brian and Chrissy are doing, you know, because it's a physical comedy show. It'll be there, right there. YouTube.com/thecommercialbreak or hashtag commercial break is our handle. So there you go, Chrissy.
There you go.
One out of 675,000 episodes down, 250 million to go. Making those Washingtons.
Making
those Washingtons. That's right. One Washington at a time. All right. Well, I guess that's all we can do for today.
I think so.
I would say, I love you.
I love you.
Best to you, my friend.
Best to you, Brian.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Chrissy and I always say, we do say, and we must say,
goodbye.